each one of you.
好，我们现在时间到了啊，那我们就要开始学习神的话了。我们欢迎今天上午和晚上来到我们这里的所有的人。
We very much appreciated these meetings over this nearly a year now, going on a year.
Amen.
我们特别感谢啊，我们能够一起来学习这个，我们这个学习已经差不多快一年了。
We ourselves have been enriched by our study of the Word of God.
所以我们自己呢也通过学习神的话语呢，我们自己也被也学到了很多东西。
And we trust that the Lord has been enriching you as well.
我们相信神也在这个过程中也使大家更加的富足，也使大家学到了很多东西。
Now, I'd like you to remember that if you have any questions at any time, we would be open to questions that we might search the scriptures together.
所以我还是想要告诉大家，就如果大家有任何问题的话，都欢迎提出来，我们愿意一起，咱们一起来查，按照这个，根据这个问题来，一起来查考圣经。
Now, for the past few weeks, we've been studying the church, the local church.
那过去的几周呢，我们一直在学习教会，地方教会。
The local church is the representation of the universal church on earth.
地方教会呢，是普世教会在地上的代表。
There are many, many thousands of little churches on the earth at any given time.
在历史上的任何一个时点啊，都有在地上都有成千上万的这个小小的地方教会。
But again, we must remind ourselves that there is really only one universal church.
但是我们必须要提醒自己，不要忘记只有一个普世教会。
That is the church that the Lord Jesus purchased with his own blood.
这个普世教会呢，是主耶稣用自己的血买赎回来的。
And it says in the scripture in Ephesians 5 and verse 32 that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
在以弗所书的五章应该是二十五节啊，就是基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And so when we meet as a local church, it isn't just a Bible study, it isn't just a prayer meeting. We're meeting as a little local representative of the whole universal church which Christ gave himself for.
所以我们每当在地方教会聚会的时候，不仅仅是一个圣经学习，不仅仅是一个祷告会，而是我们在聚会的时候是代表主耶稣基督为舍了自己换来的这个买赎的这个普世教会，我们是来代表普世教会的。
And so what we have emphasized in our studies so far, and they will continue for some weeks yet, what we've emphasized is that the local church should be a good representative of the universal church.
我们在过去的学习中啊，一直在强调，就是地方教会要做普世教会的一个在地上的好的教导，好的代表。
And we as individuals, we ought to love the church, our local church, just as Christ loved the universal church.
Amen. Amen.
我们在地方教会的时候呢，我们要爱地方教会，就如同基督爱普世教会那样去爱地方教会。
Tonight we're going to look at the prayer meeting.
今天呢，晚上我们来学习祷告会。
It's one of the most important meetings of the local church.
祷告会呢是地方教会的重要的这个最重要的聚会之一。
That's when the members of the church meet together around the person of the head of the church, our, the Lord Jesus, and pray to him, to the Father through him, for all our needs and our supplications.
那在祷告会的时候呢，我们是所有的人都聚集在 我们教会的头就是耶稣基督的周围，也借着他呢向父神祷告，把我们所有的祷告和祈求都带到父神那里去。
The prayer meeting is a demonstration that without him we can do nothing.
Amen.
所以祷告会呢是一种表明，是一种展示，展示什么呢？就是没有他我们什么都做不了。
And that all the glory then will be brought to him.
那这样呢我们就把所有的荣耀都归给他。
So, this evening, we're going to look at the prayer meeting, and Brother Harold is going to lead off, and if there's any time permitting, then I may finish off with a few remarks at the end.
对，今天这个关于祷告会这个话题呢由 Harold 弟兄带领，那如果最后时间还允许的话呢，我可以再强调几点。
And so let's look to our head in heaven for his help and blessing tonight.
那我们现在就仰望我们在天上的这个头，然后祈求他的祝福和帮助。
Gracious God and Father, how we thank you for all your mercy and grace to us.
满有恩典的神和天父啊，我们多么感谢你对我们所有的怜悯和恩慈。
Your name is holy.
你的名是圣洁的。
And Father, we would pray that your will might be done on earth just as it is in heaven.
我们祈求您的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We long for the day when your son is reigning in his proper place and we are reigning with him over the earth.
就我们盼望那一天，就是您的圣子在他该有的位置上统治，我们也和他一起在全地之上统治。
But until that time, there are great difficulties. There's a great enemy in the world who opposes your will.
但是在这之前呢，在地上总是有着一个强大的敌人，他总是要阻挡，也阻挡你的旨意。
And Lord, we are still weak. We are in the flesh. We have not been changed into your image yet.
就我们依然是软弱，我们还在肉体里，我们还没有被变成你的样式。
And Lord, the world is against us.
而且这个世界也是抵挡我们的。
We're strangers and we're pilgrims in this world.
我们在这地上是寄居的，是朝圣者。
And so, Lord, we need your help.
Amen.
We need your help more today than ever in our lives.
主啊，所以我们需要你，我们今天比任何时候，在我们生命中任何时候都需要你。
Help us, Lord, to live lives that are pure and holy and bring glory to you.
主啊，盼望你帮助我们活出一个纯净的、圣洁的、给你带来荣耀的生命。
And tonight, Lord, or this morning, as it may be, we pray that you would open the scriptures to us and teach us with by your Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿温哥华的今天晚上，在中国的早上，您能够借着圣灵教导我们，打开您的话语。
Lord, we have no wisdom of our own.
主，我们自己是没有智慧的。
We need the revelation of your word to us.
我们祈求您把您的话语启示给我们。
And so, Lord, teach us tonight, we would pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
主，我们祈求您今天晚上教导我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.Thank you, Brother Harold.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to everyone tonight.
今天晚上再次欢迎我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Eric has mentioned the fact that we've been together in these meetings for many, many months now, and I just want to agree with him how helpful they have been to me and what a great encouragement it has been to me and to us to see so many of you joining us from so many places.
刚才 Eric 已经提到我们这个学习已经进行了很多月了，我也特别同意他的说法，在这个过程中我自己也收获很多，而且看到有这么多人加入到我们，我也深受鼓励。
Our meeting tonight, our theme for the theme for our meeting tonight and this morning is prayer and the prayer meeting.
那我们今天晚上学习的主题呢，就是祷告以及祷告会。
And it's not going to be terribly surprising to you then for us to, remind you that some of us have been praying about this very meeting privately and together in prayer meetings all down through these, many months that we've been together. This meeting is a particular subject of our prayer concern.
所以我觉得我要是告诉大家我们在过去学习的这一段时间呢我们一直都在为我们这个学习做个人的祷告也做集体的祷告大家一定不会意外的那我们今天呢就特别的专门来学习一下这个祷告的这个话题。
And the fact that you are here is a delightful answer to us then of the prayers that we have made. Thank you for answering our prayers.
所以今天大家能够在这里听参加这个学习呢其实就是主在回应我们过去一直为这个课程的祷告了所以感谢神回应我们的祷告。
Now the subject of the prayer meeting is interesting in this respect that we don't find the phrase the prayer meeting very often in the Bible.
关于祷告会这个话题呢有一个有趣的事实就是我们在圣经里面呢是很少见到祷告会这个词的。
We find many references to people getting together for prayer, and we infer therefore that the prayer meeting is very definitely part and parcel of Christian living, but the particular phrase, the prayer meeting,is not found very often, if at all.
那圣经里有很多经文呢都在记载就是圣徒们聚在一起祷告。那当然我们知道从这里可以知道祷告会一定是基督徒生活中不可或缺的一部分。但是祷告会这个词真的是很少在圣经里面看得到的。
So with that, a very brief introduction, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles,Chapter 7, and we're going to read together verse 14.
我们简短的介绍以后呢我们翻到历代志下第七章的十四节。
And there are many examples of the prayer meeting in the Old and New Testament, but this is basically an exhortation to a prayer meeting.
那在在旧约里面也有很多聚集在一起祷告的这个例子啊这一个例子呢就是一个很好的被高举的一个一起来祷告的这样的一个例子。
The occasion of the verse is that Solomon has built this beautiful building, this temple for the Lord in Jerusalem.
这个背景呢就是所罗门在耶路撒冷为神造了一个非常荣美的一个圣殿。
And he is in the process of dedicating it to the Lord.
那在这一章里面他就是正在把这个殿献给神的这个过程中。
And in this context, he states that this temple is to be a place of prayer.
他在献殿的时候他说呢这个殿呢应该成为一个祷告的地方。
The Lord Jesus refers to it as the house of prayer, which the Pharisees and others in his day had turned into a place of a den of thieves.
那主耶稣也曾经说过这个我父的殿应该成为祷告的殿但是撒都该人和法利赛人却把它变成了贼窝。
But the Bible is very helpful. Verse 14 outlines the basic promise of prayer for the people of God.
在这个圣经里面这个十四节这里讲得非常清楚就是神对祷告的应许。
I will read it in English and then Yanling will translate and read it from the Hebrew, the Mandarin. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves,And pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
历代志下七章十四节啊，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Well, that is a delightful promise.
这是一个很令人高兴的应许。
And many of us have memorized the words of this particular promise just because it encourages us to pray when we should pray.
我们很多人可能都背过这句经文啊，就是背它呢，就是为了鼓励我们，当我们需要祷告的时候呢，要去祷告。
This prayer is to be prayed, in particular in times of difficulty.
而且呢，这句话特别适用于在有困难的时候去祷告的这种情景。
Verse 13 says, If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, then my people should pray.
因为你看13节，我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃着地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，那这时候我的名下的民就要祷告了。
The logic basically is, if there's a problem, especially a problem in the country, a problem that requires the grace of God, like sending rain, then that is a time when the people of God should get together and pray.
所以这句话就告诉我们，如果特别是在一个国家遇到困难的时候，比如像这种天闭塞不下雨，需要神施恩典，使天下雨的时候呢，那属神的人应该聚集在一起来祷告。
And so one of the great purposes of the temple was to be a focal point for prayer and a reminder that the great and glorious God of heaven who built the tabernacle is the God who will answer our prayers in times of need.
所以所罗门建的这个圣殿呢，就是应该成为一个祷告的中心 地方，而且呢，他提醒人们，那曾经在旷野里面建造这个帐幕的神呢，他也要求人们去祷告。
Notice the detail of verse 14. It says, If my people who are called by my name will pray.
我们看看14节的细节啊。首先，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告。
It's not anyone and everyone who can pray at any time and get the help from the Lord.
不是任何人在任何时候都可以祷告求神的帮助的。
On the contrary, though, it is the responsibility of those who are the people of God and who are called by His name, it is their responsibility to pray on behalf of the nation.
与此相反，这个应该是称为神名下的子民，就是属神的人，他们有这样的责任为这个国家祷告。
And so the question at the beginning of this verse is one that we often end up considering in many other contexts, and it's this, are we the people of God?
所以这句话呢就引出了一个问题，我们也常常要问自己的，我们是在神名下的子民吗？
Are you called by his name?
你是称为神名下的子民吗？
And each of us have to make that personal decision.
那每一个人呢，都要对这个问题做一个自己的决定。
I've told many audiences, but I don't know that I've told this audience, that one night when I was just a little boy of 7 or 8 years old, I realized that I was a sinner and I needed a savior.
我在很多的课上都讲过我自己的这个事情，但是我可能在这个课上还没有讲过，那就是我在7岁的时候呢，我就知道自己是个罪人，我需要一个救主。
I knew the truth of God. I had listened to it from the Bible itself, from my parents, from my family, from the church that I attended. I knew that I was a sinner and that without the Lord Jesus Christ saving me, I would be destined for punishment, eternal punishment in hell.
我知道圣经的真理的，我是从圣经里面，从我父母那里，从教会里，从家人里面，我是知道我是一个罪人的。如果主耶稣基督不救我的话呢，那我的命运呢，我的这个终局呢，就是要被惩罚的，要下地狱的。
I certainly did not want that. I wanted to go to heaven. I wanted to be with Jesus. I wanted him to forgive me and to take me.
我当然不想要那个结局，我是想得救的，我要去天堂的，我是要耶稣基督的，我想要让他把我带走的。
And so in the context of the verse that many of you know well, John chapter 1 verse 12, I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior.
所以大家都知道约翰福音1章12节这句经文啊，我是用这句经文呢，就是求主让我能够做他的儿女。
That verse says regarding the Lord Jesus who came to his own and his own wouldn't receive him, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons, the children of God, even to them that believe on his name.
11节，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。12节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And that night, I got out of my bed and I got down on my knees and I said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. I confess I'm a sinner, but I also confess that I believe you and I want to become one of the children of God.
所以在我7岁的某一个夜晚呢，我就从床上起来，跪在地上，跟主耶稣基督承认我是一个罪人，我想要耶稣基督做我的救主。我不仅承认我是个罪人，我也承认我要接受耶稣基督，我想要成为神的儿女的一员。
That verse says, John 1:12, if I believe him, if I receive him, I become one of his family.
因为这个约翰福音1章12节应许，如果我接受他，我相信他的名，我就是神的儿女了。
So in the context of 2 Chronicles 7:14, I became one of the people of God.
那因此呢，从那天晚上以后呢，我就成了这个历代志下7章14节里面说的这个称为神名下的子民了。
I was called by his name and I chose to be called by his name. I decided I wanted to be a Christian. I believed it. I received it. I became one of the children of God. Hallelujah.
我是成为了他名下的子民，而是我是选择我要做，成为他名下的子民，我接受了耶稣基督，我已经成为耶稣基督做了我的救主，我已经成为他的儿女了。
Now that's the foundation of the prayer meeting. It's the people who are like me, who've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who get together and pray.
所以这是祷告会的一个基础，就是所有像我这样的人，已经接受耶稣基督做自己个人救主的人呢，聚在一起来祷告。
And I want to remind you that just as it's possible for a little 7 or 8 year old boy to become part of the people of God, it's possible for you, if you've never done that, to become part of the people of God as well.
所以我想要告诉大家的就是，如果像我当时一个7岁的小孩，我都可以成为属神的人的其中一位的话呢，那你也可以。如果你至今还没有做一个像我刚才做的那个决定的话呢，你可以现在就做这个决定。And
of course, the simplicity of this story is what we proclaim on every opportunity we have. We keep on telling people they can become part of the people of God. They can become called by his name. They can enter into the promises. All they have to do is believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
所以我们应用这个刚才约翰福音1章12节这句话呢，就是我们也有责任呢去宣告这句话，跟所有的人呢去传讲这个福音，告诉他们，他们也可以接受耶稣基督，也可以信靠他，也可以成为神的子民，也可以成为 称为神名下的子民，成为他的儿女。
All right, now, so back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
我们现在再回到历代志下的七章十四节啊，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告。
I think these two principles go together very, very clearly.
我们可以看出啊，这两个原则就是自卑和祷告这两个原则呢是在一起的，是非常清楚的。
As a matter of fact, I find it hard to conceive of them in a separate fashion.
其实我发现呢，其实我们真的没有办法把这两个分开。
Prayer can really not function without humility.
因为如果你没有自卑的话呢，没有谦卑的话呢，那祷告是不会起作用的。
I can't go to God and say, God, I just want you to know how good I am, and because I'm really good, you've got to do what I want you to do for me. That's not prayer.
你不能到神的面前说，神啊，我想知道我有多好。而且就是因为我的好呢，你必须要按照我的祷告的这个要求来做，这不是祷告。
The essence of prayer is that I am just weak and feeble. He is the great and glorious God, and in His mercy, He has chosen to show me grace.
那祷告的实质是什么呢？我承认我是软弱的，是无力的，然后神是伟大的，是有恩典的，在他的恩典当中呢，我来祈求他的在他的怜悯当中呢，我来祈求他的恩典。
So there's a sense then that there cannot be prayer without humility.
所以呢，在某种意义上说，如果你没有谦卑，就没有祷告。
But by the same token, there cannot be true humility without prayer.
那同样也是，如果你是一个不祷告的人呢，你肯定也是不谦卑的。
How foolish for me to say I'm a very humble person. I just don't need God.
如果我说我是一个非常谦卑的人，但是我不需要神，这是多么愚蠢的话呀！
Absolute nonsense. If there is humility, then surely it will be followed by prayer. Put the two together, and you've got the foundation for answered prayer.
所以你若谦卑，你得先有谦卑，然后你才能去祷告。我们要把这两者放在一起，然后这个祷告就这样就成就了。
But prayer also is associated with seeking the face of God.
那祷告呢，还和这个寻求神的面直接相关。
Many people say, I pray, and they rattle off some words.
有的人说呢，我祷告，然后他们就开始嘟嘟囔说一些话。
And what they're really doing is they're saying, what I want is what I want. And if I pray, I will get what I want.
那他们这样的祷告实际上是说呢，我想要什么，我就一定要得着什么。我祷告呢，就是要求我要的这个东西要成就。
But true prayer is saying, I want God. I want His face. I want Jesus.And if I have him, he will give me whatever I need.
真正的祷告呢，是说我要主，我寻求神的面，我要主耶稣。如果我得着他呢，那我所需要的一切也都得着了。
When I was a very little boy, I used to become afraid or distressed, and sometimes I would cry, and I would say, I want my mommy.
当我还是个很小的孩子的时候呢，我经常会碰到一些困难或者害怕的时候呢，我就会哭，然后我说我要妈妈。
And somebody would come to me and say, well, are you hungry, little boy? Can I give you a sandwich? And I would say, no, I want my mommy.
那有人就会过来说，你怎么了，小孩，你是不是饿了？我给你一个三明治好不好？我说不，我要我妈妈。
Some people who knew me well knew that I likedice cream cones and candy bars. And they would say, would you like an ice cream cone and a candy bar?
那些一些了解我的人就会问我，你是不是想要一个冰激凌，单桶冰激凌，或者要一个糖棍呢？
And I would say, no, I want my mommy.
然后我说不，我不要这些，我就要我妈妈。
And then when my mommy came, she would say, Harold, are you hungry? Would you like a sandwich and an ice cream bar?
然后等我妈妈来了，她就问我 ,Harold, 你是不是饿了？你是不是想要一个三明治或者要一个冰淇淋呢？
And I would say, of course I would. Thank you very much, mommy. I like it when you're here, mommy.
然后这时候我就会说，啊，妈妈，当然我想要这些，我很高兴你现在在这里。
Don't ever pray. You don't want Jesus.
如果你不想要耶稣基督的话，你就不要祷告。
You miss the whole point. We don't need things. We don't need peace. We don't need anything other than Jesus. Seek the face of the Lord when you pray.
如果你只需要东西的话呢，你就错过了这祷告最核心的宝贝了，那就是耶稣基督。
Then, of course, you say you turn from your wicked ways, because when we pray in true humility and seek his face, we also have to turn from those things which are problems, sinful. We know God doesn't want them. He knows we shouldn't have them. Make sure that our prayer is associated with repentance.
然后下面一个呢就是转离他们的恶行。如果你真是自卑祷告寻求神的面的话，你就一定会转离你的恶行，因为你知道神也知道他不喜欢你犯罪，你所以真正的祷告里面也一定含有悔改。
And then the wonderful conclusions are, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah.
那最终的结论是什么呢？就是我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。赞美主。
Well, all of that is the great introduction to our subject this evening. Without that, there's no point in the prayer meeting. Yeah, you'll learn a little bit, but God says, my prayer meeting is for my people.Who will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Wow, is God going to bless?
所以我们刚才讲的这节经文呢，都是我们讲这个祷告会这个话题的一个前提啊，就是你必须得是自卑祷告寻求神的面，转离你的恶行，这样的话呢，神就会说，哦，我要听你们的祷告，这是我们所有祷告会的基础。
And so we're not given a great deal of detail as to precisely how these prayers were conducted in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面并没有详细的告诉我们这些祷告呢到底是究竟是怎么进行的。
There was the time of the morning and evening sacrifice in the temple, and that probably happened at 9 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
在旧约的时候呢，他们会早晨和晚上 各有一次献祭的时间，大概呢是上午的9点和下午的3点。
In the book of the Acts, it is referred to as the hour of prayer.
那在使徒行传的时候也提到，这个时候叫祷告的时间到了。
And we assume that when the people got together, they prayed, and they prayed together, they prayed in a prayer meeting context,And one would pray out loud, and the others would say, Amen.
所以我们可以想象当时他们在这个就是献早祭和晚祭的时候祷告的时候呢可能是有一个人开声出来祷告，然后其他人都说阿们，是这样的一个场景。
We're not given a lot of the detail, though, that might help us understand, but I want you to turn to the book of Joel, chapter 1.Joel is hard to find in your Old Testament. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. It's in the middle there. After Ezekiel and Daniel and Hosea comes Joel.
我们可以翻到约珥书。约珥书不太好找，它是在但以理后面，在何西阿书后面是约珥书，是在阿摩斯书前面。
Joel talks about very difficult days coming in the world. We expect that they may come into our world very soon. But I want you to consider verse 14 of chapter 1.
在约珥的书这个时代写的这个情况呢就是非常困难重重的一个时代。我相信我们这个很快也要进入这样的一个时代了。我们看看约珥书的1章14节。
It says, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord.
14节，一章十四节，你们要分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，招聚长老和国中的一切居民，到耶和华你们神的殿，向耶和华哀求。
That'd be a pretty nice prayer meeting, wouldn't it?
这会是一个非常好的祷告会，不是吗？
I'm not sure how you do it. Get a few hundred thousand people together and they pray.
他们可能是要招聚成千上万的人在一起祷告。
And now they would do that in the context of the book of Joel because the day of the Lord was at hand and there was great stress and distress and the people needed the blessing of God, the forgiveness of God. They dropped everything else to go to prayer meeting.
对，在因为在约珥书这个背景呢，正是全地有很大的苦难的时候，所以人们就放下手头的一切啊，他们来到神的面前祷告，他们需要神的恩典。
The theme is picked up and developed in chapter 2, and verse 15. Read with me 2:15 and onward.
我们再往下看二章的十五节。
It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders,Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach.That the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people,Where is their God?
从15节读到第17节，你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，聚集众民，使会众自洁，招聚老者，聚集孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出洞房，出离洞房，新妇出离内室，侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣说，耶和华啊，求你顾惜你的百姓，不要使你的产业受羞辱，列邦辖管辖他们。为何容列国的人说他们的神在哪里呢
？Well, that would be a pretty good day, wouldn't it?
这会是很美好的一天，不是吗
？What if all the Christians in Vancouver got together in one of our large parks, maybe just a few hundred thousand of us, and we were all quietly to bow our heads and pray in unison that God would bless our country?
那想象如果我们温哥华所有的基督徒都能够聚集在一个公园里面，可能是有几万基督徒，我们都低下我们的头，很用合一的心来祈求神祝福我们这个城市，会怎么样呢
？What would happen if that were to take place in China？
那如果这件事发生在中国会怎么样呢
？And I think the simple answer is something would happen.
那我想一个简单的答案就是一定会有什么事情发生。
God would hear, and the enemy would hear, and the politicians would hear, and those who reject God would hear. Be an amazing thing.
所有人都会听见啊，包括政客也会听见，我们的敌人也会听见，那些抵挡神的人都会听见，是非常令惊奇的。
Joel says this is pretty serious stuff.And if you don't do it, you'll wish you had. This is most serious. We must get together and pray.
所以约珥书在这里呢，其实就是说，我们现在这个情况很严重，形势很严峻，我们一定要认真的对待，一起来祷告。
When you get to the New Testament, the logic of the simple prayer meeting seems to become a little more clear.
当我们看到新约的时候呢，那么这个祷告会这个概念啊，就会越来越清晰了。
So go to Matthew chapter 18.
我们翻到马太福音十八章。
And Matthew 18 has verse the context, excuse me, the context is the unity and the decisions of the people of God, how they follow one another, how they follow the Lord.
那18-20节啊，这一段呢讲的就是属神的民，他们是如何的同心合意，而且是下决心立定心志要跟随神的。
And in particular, it's what happens when somebody does something they shouldn't do, they offend someone else.
而且他这个上下文前面呢是讲，如果一个人做了什么错事得罪了另外一个人的时候。
And verse 19 is very interesting. It says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven.
你看19节啊，很有意思，他说，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Well, that is a wonderful promise. And as a matter of fact, that's one reason why when some people pray, a lot of people say, Amen.
所以你看这是非常美好的一个应许，不是吗？这也就是为什么我们在一起聚集祷告的时候，有一个人说了一段祷告的话，然后大家都说 Amen.
The Amen, which has many specific meanings, also means in a general sense,I agree with that, Lord. We would like that to happen, please.
阿们这个词呢有很多具体的意义，但是它有一个普遍的意义的意思呢，就是我同意，就是主啊，刚才他祷告的，他说的这些话呢，我都同意。
So, it's not surprising then that the people of God, when they prayed together.And they prayed saying amen regarding one another. The prayer meeting is a great place to get together with people who love God like you do and ask him for what we are longing to happen, for all the good things that he promises.
所以这也就不奇怪了，为什么属神的人他们会聚集在一起啊，一起祷告，一起说阿们，他们把他们共同所想要的成就的盼望的是告诉神，然后一起同心合意的祷告。
Well now, we read also, and it's probably in the book of Luke, I won't turn you there, but we read of this woman, Anna the prophetess. She was in the temple, and she was speaking to the people who loved the Lord. How did she know who loved the Lord?
Oh, what's the context? I don't know the Luke.
The story, don't worry about that. The story is of Anna the prophetess.
Oh.
And Anna the prophetess spoke to the people about the Lord Jesus when he was born. My question is, how did she know who loved the Lord?
Oh, 那他讲的这个是路加福音，就是主耶稣基督刚诞生的时候，那个女先知亚拿，她在圣殿里面告诉所有爱神的人呢，他的重点是说，亚拿怎么知道谁是爱神的人呢？
I think it's because she was in the temple a lot and she listened to the prayers of the people of God at the prayer meetings in the temple and she said amen to their prayers. She knew who was praying. She knew who the people who loved the Lord were. I think she learned it through the prayer meetings.
那我想他是通过以前听过某个人在祷告会上祷告神，他也参加过很多祷告会，他都知道谁向神祷告过，谁也说了阿们，所以他是通过祷告会知道谁是爱神的人的。
But it's in particular in the book of Acts that we see the principle of the prayer meeting enacted.
所以我们这个具体的是关于祷告会的原则呢，是在《使徒行传》能够看得更清楚。
You'll remember that after the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again, the people of God were pretty confused. They didn't really know what was happening.
大家可能都还记得当主耶稣从死里复活以后呢，很多人都很迷惑，他们不知道到底发生了什么。
For 40 days, the Lord Jesus Christ was with them and, appearing to them periodically. But on the 40th day, the day of ascension, Jesus went up into heaven. And the people of God, the disciples said, what are we going to do now?
所以在主复活以后呢 ,40 天呢主常常的向他们门徒显现，然后到第40天的时候呢主耶稣基督就升天去了。他升到天上以后呢，那些门徒说，那我们现在该干些什么呢？
And the answer came, it is given to us in verse 13, Acts 1:13.
然后这答案呢就在使徒行传的一章13节。
After Jesus had gone to heaven, when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication.With the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
你看这个13节啊，那时候主耶稣已经升天了，然后门徒们就进了城，就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、分瑞党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
You put yourself into the mind, into the position of those disciples at that point, and you say, yes, a prayer meeting is the most logical thing they could do.
如果换作你呢，当时是处在这个门徒的这个时代哈，你跟他们在一起的话，你也会说，对，我们现在去开一个祷告会是最合适不过的了。
We're not told all the details, but I'm prepared to suggest that they simply had a 10-day prayer meeting.
虽然圣经里没有具体说，但是我是这样相信的，我也向大家这样建议，我觉得他们是开了十天的祷告会。
That could be a very effective time, couldn't it?
就是这段时间是会很有效的，不是吗？
They had been told that, they had to stay in Jerusalem until they would be endued with power from on high, but they didn't know how long that would be. Turned out to be 10 days from the 40th to the 50th day.
因为主耶稣临走之前呢曾告诉他们要让他们在耶路撒冷等着这个能力呢会临到他们，但是他们不知道会等多久，也可能是15天都不知道。
And so they had a 10-day prayer meeting.
所以他们就连续开了十天的祷告会。
We actually did that at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, where several of us attend. It was many years ago.
我们很多年前在十六的教会呢，也举办过这样类似的祷告会。
We had often got together for a weekend, several meetings on a weekend, and we would invite together, to speak to us a very good preacher, and we would listen to his sermons for the weekend.Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. Good, solid teaching from the Word of God all weekend.
有的时候呢我们会用一整个周末然后请非常好的传道人来给我们讲解这个非常好的神的道，我们从星期五的晚上开始，然后星期六的上午、下午、晚上，星期天的上午、下午和晚上，整个周末我们都在听神的非常坚持的坚定的话语。
One year, I guess maybe we hadn't got very well organized. I'm not sure what it was, but we didn't on that occasion have a preacher for the weekend.
那有一次呢，有一年呢，我们不知道为什么，可能是没有组织好啊。在这个就是这个特别的这个周末的时候呢，我们没有一个讲员。
So we decided we just get together and pray for the weekend.
那我们就决定我们聚在一起为这个周末祷告吧。
We invited many Christians from many other churches to join us, And so we prayed on Friday night, Saturday morning, and had lunch, Saturday afternoon, had supper, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. We just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
所以我们也邀请了很多其他教会的其他的弟兄姐妹基督徒一起来，我们就整个周末都在祷告，从星期五的晚上，然后星期六的上午，然后一起吃完午饭，下午再接着祷告，吃完晚饭，晚上再接着祷告，然后星期天的上午、下午和晚上也是一样，我们就这样一直祷告。
And the Lord blessed. It was a good activity. Prayer is a marvelous activity.
因为这是非常好的一个活动啊，所以神大大的祝福了我们。祷告会是非常好的活动。
And so they prayed in Acts chapter 1, and when you get to Acts chapter 2, verse 1, we read that they're together again.
所以我们刚才看在一章里面已经讲到他们聚在一起祷告了，我们再看二章啊，他们又讲他们又在一起祷告。
I think they were still at the prayer meeting. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
二章一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，我相信他们聚在一起还是在祷告。
And at that time, the Lord answered their prayers. The Spirit of God was given. The church was born. Hallelujah. What a marvelous day was that day of Pentecost.
那这一次呢，神回应他们的祷告了，圣灵被赐下，教会诞生了，这是多么伟大的一天啊！哈利路亚，赞美主。
And many got converted that day. The Bible says there were 3,000 people added to the church that particular day.
在那一天呢，有很多人悔改信主了。圣经记载是有3,000人归主，在就在那一天。
And so verse 42 of chapter 2 says what happened to the people who became Christians.
然后我们看这个二章的42节，看看他们成为基督徒以后呢，发生了什么。
This is what characterized them, verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine or teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers.
所以这42节讲的就是基督徒的一些特征啊，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
And so I think these prayer meetings continued, and I think there were lots of prayer meetings going on, and the new Christians got together for prayer in the prayer meetings.
所以你看他们一直都在开祷告会，我相信同时还有很多的祷告会都在同时的进行，所以这些新基督徒呢，就来参加了祷告会。
And God continued to work.
然后因为他们祷告，所以神就持续的在做工。
Chapter 3 now in verse 1.
然后我们看三章的一节。
It says, and this took place just probably a few days after Pentecost. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour.
你看，我觉得这个时候应该是五旬节后面没有几天啊，在伸出一节伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，这就是早晨九点。
It's interesting the way the Spirit of God puts those two themes together, isn't it? The hour of prayer and the fact that they went into the temple. One would assume that they were going to the prayer meeting in the temple at the hour of prayer.
所以你看这里很有意思，圣灵把两件事情放在一起，一个呢就是到伸出祷告的时候了。 第二个呢，就是彼得和约翰上圣殿去，那这个可以让我们很容易就推断出来，其实他们是去参加祷告会了，他们祷告会就在伸出的时候。The
Spirit of God had done many marvelous things at the time of the hour of prayer in the Old Testament and the New, and I think they just said, we're going to be there at the hour of prayer.
因为圣经里面，不论是新约和旧约，都记载了很多，当人们祷告的时候，神就做了很多奇妙美好的事情。那他们也决定，就我们要在伸出祷告的时候去开祷告会。The
angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, at the hour of prayer.
也是在祷告的时刻，当 祷告的这个时点，天使呢向施洗约翰的父亲撒迦利亚显现。
Daniel went home to his house regularly every day at the hour of prayer to pray to Jerusalem. That's why they put him in the lion's den.
那但以理呢也是一天三次按照这个规定的时间他回家去祷告，那他也就是因为这样的持续的祷告呢被扔到了狮子坑里面。
All right, so, Peter and John go into the temple on this occasion at the hour of prayer, and as the others are gathering for prayer, this lame man is miraculously healed, and God answers their prayers, and again, revival breaks out. That day, another couple of thousand trusted the Lord as Savior.
所以就在这一天啊，在祷告的伸出祷告的时候，彼得和约翰到圣殿去祷告，还有其他人跟他们一起祷告，人神就回应了祷告。就在这个他们这个祷告的时刻，有一个瘸腿的人得了，在神迹般的得了医治，要引起导致后面这一天的这个复兴，有很多很多的人，成千的人信主。
Well, you'll remember as an upshot of that, why the religious leaders took Peter and John and the one they had healed.threw them into prison overnight in order to tell them that they must not talk in the name of the Lord Jesus.
大家还知道就是此事过后不久啊，就是这宗教领袖呢就因为他们治好了这个瘸腿的，他们就把彼得和约翰呢扔到监狱里面了，而且告诉他们不准再传讲耶稣基督的名。
Verse 23 of chapter 4 says, And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and they prayed together, they had a continuing prayer meeting.
我们看这个四章二十三节啊，二人就是彼得和约翰，既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合一的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。”所以他们一直都在持续的进行祷告，开祷告会。
And as you go through the book of Acts, you will find over and over and over again.The people of God getting together when faced with one issue or another, or just in the basis of going on in the work of God, they got together for a prayer meeting.
所以当你通读使徒约翰的时候，你就会发现整卷书里面多次都能够看到门属他的人就是聚集在一起祷告。有的时候呢是因为发生了一些难处一些困难，那有的时候呢是为了使神的工作能够更好的进行，他们总是聚集在一起开在祷告会上祷告。
I have never done an exhaustive study of this, but I think that I'm safe to say that there are more references in the book of Acts to prayer meetings than there are to individual private prayers.
我没有仔细的就是查考过，但是我还是有信心可以得出这样的一个结论呢，就使徒行传里面讲到这个一起的聚集在一起的这个集体的祷告会比讲这个个人的祷告要次数要多。
There's a problem arises in chapter 6. You'll remember that the widows, the Greek widows, the non-Jewish widows,They weren't getting the same treatment as Jewish widows were, and the congregation was beginning to murmur and complain.
我们在第六章的时候，这时候出现了一个问题啊，就是这个说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为对这个希腊的寡妇啊，在每天的供应上忽略了他们，所以这时候在有一些就是抱怨。
The apostles realized something should be done, but they didn't feel that they should do it because they had a higher responsibility.
那使徒们都知道呢，应该为这个事情做点什么，但是他们觉得不是应该他们去做，因为他们有更重要的责任要去做。
And so in chapter 6 and verse 4, we read these words, It is not reason that we, the disciples, the apostles, should leave the word of God and serve tables. That was verse 2, sorry. Wherefore, look out among you, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
我们读二节到四节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事，但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
It's interesting that Peter here places prayer in a position of higher priority than the preaching of the word of God.
你看这里啊，这个使徒们他把这个顺序是这样放的，把祷告还放到传道前面，就认为祷告比传道还要重要。
And in part the reason would be that it is the prayer that gives the power to the preaching. And without prayer, preaching could very well be just a string of words.
这里面的道理呢，就是祈祷以后呢，祷告了以后呢，可以使这个传道更有力量。因为如果没有祷告，拖住的这个传道呢，只是说一些普通的话而已。
Well, we won't go through the whole now, but you'll remember the great story in Acts chapter 12 when Peter is released miraculously from prison and he goes to Mary's house where they're having an all-night prayer meeting.
那我们往后翻到12节里面呢，12章里面呢，这个彼得啊，他神奇的被天使救出这个监狱以后呢，他就去到玛利亚家了，在他家中呢正在举行一个彻夜的祷告会。
And in Acts chapter 16, the situation is Lydia and her prayer meeting down by the riverside, and it was a result of that prayer meeting that the church in Philippi began and accomplished its glorious work.
所以在接下去往后，在使徒行传的16章，这里我们看到吕底亚和一些人呢在河边举办的这个祷告会，正是因为这个祷告会使这个腓立比的教会成立了，而且神在其中做了很大的荣耀他名的工作。
All right, so the question then is, how do these things really work out in public? Not in public, how do they work out in our private lives?
那这些事情怎么在我们个人的生活中实行出来呢？
And the answer is that I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my life. But when I was 13 years old, I realized that there was a prayer meeting going to be held at lunchtime when I was going to school. Once a week, on Tuesday noon, there would be a prayer meeting.
在我13岁的时候，那时候在祷告会呢是在每个星期二的中午，正好是我上学的时候有一个祷告会。
Actually, it was when I was 13 years old. I've got to be accurate. I decided that day that I would go to that prayer meeting. And for the next 5 years in school, every Tuesday, I went to a prayer meeting at lunch hour for the blessing of God in our school.
所以他就在，那是他13岁的时候啊，他整个就是这个中学的5年啊，他每个星期天，星期二的中午吃中饭的时候，他都去参加这个祷告会，这个祷告是在学校里面举办的。
It became pretty samey after a while because every Tuesday we went to the same house, we studied the Bible for a few minutes, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. And sometimes the prayers were very repetitious, but we did it.
那我们就每个星期二的中午啊都去聚在一起，有的时候是学一点神的话，有的时候就是整个的祷告。我们有的祷告呢常常都是重复的。
The result was that, as a consequence of those prayer meetings, the little Christian club we had in the school became the largest club in our school.
但是正因为这个祷告啊，就是我们这个小小的这在我们学校里面那个基督徒的俱乐部啊，最后却发展成为我们教会最大的一个俱乐部。
And many of the students in the school made professions of salvation.
那我们学校里的很多学生啊都信主成口中承认他们信主了。
And we were just teenagers, but God was working.
我们那时候只是十几岁的孩子，但是神的确在做工。
And I say to myself, Harold, do you think God had been working if you hadn't, along with many of your friends, gone to those prayer meetings regularly? Do you think he would have done the work had you not prayed?
我就问自己啊 ,Harold, 如果你不是每个星期二的中午都跟几个朋友一起去祷告的话每周这样祷告的话，你觉得神会做这样伟大的工作吗？
It's obvious the work was not accomplished because of us. The only reason we can suggest that God chose to work was because of prayer.
那我们知道这个后面神的工作的成就不是因为我们，而是因为我们的祷告神来成就的。
The other thing is that down through my life, there have been, I guess it's been my privilege to be at a regular church prayer meeting every week at least once.
另外呢是我作为我个人的一个很大的荣幸啊，我每周至少一次要参加教会的祷告会。
And then in addition to that, it has been my privilege to be part of a private prayer meeting. Just me and some friends.But part of a private prayer meeting every week down through my life.
另外呢我在我的一生中还有幸呢就是每周都参加私人的祷告会，就是我和几个朋友在一起的祷告会。
So the question would be, now that I'm getting to the end, what is my evaluation of that?
那我现在要最后来总结一下我如何来评价这些祷告会呢？
And my evaluation is that what I should have done is a whole lot more of those prayer meetings. If I'd done that, I think the blessing of God on my life would have been far greater.
那我的结论就是呢，我应该我的一生中其实应该更多的祷告，参加更多的祷告会。如果我那样做了的话呢，神在我一生当中的祝福会更大。
Well, all of this now, just a bit of a simple introduction to the wonder and the blessing of prayer meetings.
那我讲的这些呢都是关于这个祷告会的一些奇妙和美好和这个蒙神祝福之处。
I don't know you as well as I would like to, as I've mentioned on several occasions.
那我很希望更多的了解大家，但实际上我对大家了解其实不多，我多次也提到了。也跟大家说过。
But I believe that several of you are involved in prayer meetings, small prayer meetings, maybe larger prayer meetings, but many of you are involved in many prayer meetings every week.
但是我知道你们其中的有些人呢，就是每个星期都会加入到祷告会中，有些是人数多的祷告会，有些是很少几个人的祷告会。
What can I say about that?
那我对这些对你们参加这些祷告会要说点什么呢？
And I guess my word is simple. I just say hallelujah.
我想我要说的话很简单，那就是哈利路亚，赞美神。
And the Lord is going to bless all who will do that. His promises. We haven't gone into the promises for prayer so far this evening yet, but there are just almost innumerable promises.Of the blessing of God on those who pray. Keep on praying, and the Lord will keep on blessing.
因为神一定会，你们这样做，神就一定会祝福你们，因为这是神的应许。我们今天还没有讲到，神对祷告的应许是怎样的。圣经里面有数不清的这个美好的这个应许啊，就是你祷告了，神就会如何祝福你。
All right, so Eric began tonight by saying, if you did have questions, we would like to see what we can do about it. We're not very good at answering questions, but the Spirit of God is, and He will help us. If you have a question, we could talk about it. And if not, then Eric will have some other things to say about the prayer meeting.
那刚才在一开始的时候 ,Eric 也告诉大家，就是如果有问题的话呢，我们很乐意回答。虽然我们不擅长回答问题，但是圣灵他是可以回答问题的。所以我们看看大家有什么问题现在可以提出来。如果没有的话呢，那 Eric 可能还会补充他想要强调的点。
We'll keep going then. If you have a question, if you get a question, you just signal, we'll stop and try to deal with it. But in the meantime, Eric, you may have something to pass on to the saints.
好，那我们就先请呢 Eric 长老开始讲起来。如果中间大家有任何问题呢，就可以示意我们，欢迎大家随时提问。
Yes, thank you, Harold, for many of those thoughts, very important.
感谢 Harold, 今天他给我们分享的很多点的都是很重要的。
It's good to remind ourselves that collective prayer, that is the prayer meeting of the church and collective prayer, because it not only has God's approval, but it carries with it a special promise.
所以我想说的就是我们在集体的祷告啊，或者说教会在一起召开祷告会啊，它不仅是神是同意我们这样做的，而且其中呢是有神的应许在其中的。
And again, I'll remind you to turn back to Matthew chapter 18. Our brother has already commented on a portion of that, but just as we, just a little review here before I go on as an introduction to my, remarks.
我们可以翻到马太福音18章啊，刚才 Harold 长老对这一段呢已经有了一个解读，但是我还是想再重复一下，作为我等一会儿要讲的这个要点的一个开头。
And he says there in verse 19, and don't forget that this is in the context of the church, although it was still future.He is now giving some teaching on the church which he would form on the day of Pentecost.
我们看19节哦，他这个上下文呢讲的是教会，虽然教会呢在主耶稣说这个话的时候呢还没有发生，是一个将来的事情，在五旬节才发生，但他这里面呢讲的都是关于教会的一些教导。
So he says in verse 19, again I say to you that if two or threeof you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
19节我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Now, we know from other scriptures that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我们在别的经文里面也看到主说我们若按照他的心意呼求他的名的话，他一定会听我们的。
So we could add that into this verse, that if anything is asked by two or three, that is in collective prayer, and that knowing the will of God, that he will answer those prayers.
所以我们可以把这一点呢也加在这个这句话里面，就是两三个人或者说有几个人聚在一起，这是一个集体的祷告，而且呢是明白神的心意的，是按照神的心意的这样的祷告呢，神一定会回应，一定会应允。
Now, how would we know what God's will is?
但是我们怎么才能知道神的旨意是什么呢？
Well, we have the scriptures that tell us God's mind.It's a revelation of God's will and to man.
我们有圣经，因为圣经会告诉我们神的心意是什么，这就是圣经是告诉我们神对人他的心是怎么样的。
And James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. who gives liberally.
雅各是说，若有人缺少智慧，就可以向神求，而且神会白白的赐给他。
So we can determine God's will if we search the scriptures and wait on Him for His wisdom.
嗯，如果我们定义要查考圣经，而且定义等候他的启示的话呢，我们等候他赐给我们智慧的话，我们一定能够分辨出什么是神的旨意。
And then it is a collective prayer, as I mentioned, two or three. If two or three come then in the will of God, anything they ask in His will, it will be done for them.
嗯，所以这里面的这个应许呢，就是两三个人，也就是一个集体。一群人的集体的祷告，而且是按照神的心意的祷告的话呢，天上的父必为他们成全。
Now that's a tremendous promise. Do we really claim those promises?
所以这是一个非常伟大的一个应许啊，我们是不是真的在支取这样的应许呢？
If we really believe that,we would no longer pray rather loose general prayers, almost in unbelief.
如果我们真的相信这一点呢，我们就不会像我们所做的这种像不信的人做的这种很松散的泛的这种祷告了。
And so, that's the first promise that we see here, that he will answer.But not only that, he will answer our prayer, but not only that, but it says, in the last part of that verse, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
所以这里我们看到关于这个集体的祷告的第一个应许啊，就是只要是按照神的心意的大家合在一起的同心合一的祷告，天父必为他们成全。而且在二十节里面，这还不仅是有这样的应许，而且还二十节还有另外一个应许，就是如果有两三个人奉我的名聚会，无论在哪里，那里就有我在他们中间。
Now if I understand that verse correctly,That means that the Lord Jesus is present at every prayer meeting.
Amen.
如果我对这句话的理解正确的话呢，那就是说，在每一场祷告会上，主耶稣基督自己都亲自在场。
A very small prayer meeting would be two people.
即使是非常小的，只有两个人，在一起的这个祷告会都是一样的。
Maybe just a husband and wife.
也许就是也。丈夫和妻子两个人祷告。
But there's never just two. There's always at least three because the Lord Jesus has promised to be there if they're gathered in His name.
但是永远不会是两个人，因为主耶稣也在场。那至少是三个人，因为主耶稣这样应许的，有两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在他们中间。
So, there are conditions on the prayer meeting, and I've talked about these two conditions.
所以这个是祷告会的条件呢，我刚才谈到有两个条件。
First of all, if we ask anything in accordance with His will.
首先呢，就是我们祈求的事情呢，是要根据他的旨意来求的。
And let's look at a verse there in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14.
我们看看约翰一书的五章十四节。
This just confirms what I said earlier. 1 John 5 and 14.
这印证了我前面说的一个点啊。我说的这个点就是照他的旨意求。
Now, 十四节。Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him.
十四十五节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So that's the first condition that we might, underline here is that if we ask anything in his will,
所以这是我们要强调的第一个条件呢，就是我们所求的都要是照他的旨意来求。
Secondly, if the prayer meeting is gathered under the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus, he promised that he would attend that meeting as well.
那么第二个条件呢，就是如果我们是奉主的名啊，在他的权柄之下举办这样的祷告会的话呢，主应许我们，他就在我们中间。
That's again back to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20.
我们再回到马太福音的18章20节。
So that's the second condition of our prayer meeting. Are we under the authority of the, are the head of our church, the Lord Jesus, when we meet together?
所以这就是第二个条件，就是我们聚会在一起祷告的时候，我们是不是在我们的头，就是主耶稣基督的权柄之下呢？
And we know that the Lord Jesus is not only our great high priest who represents us before God,He's also our advocate with the Father.
我们知道主耶稣基督不仅是在天上代表我们做大祭司的，而且他是为我们代求的。
And so we gather consciously under his authority.
所以我们要有意识的是在清醒的是在他的权柄之下聚集的。
And he promises to be there.
如果这样做，我们是这样的呢，他就应许在我们中间。
So, if you can imagine being in a prayer meeting and knowing that the Lord Jesus is right in the center of your prayer meeting, I think your prayer meeting would be changed.
Amen. 对，如果你在祷告会的时候，你真的意识到，你知道主耶稣就在你们的祷告会中间的话，那你们的祷告一定会改变的。
Now, a third condition that we might consider is found in John chapter 15 and verse 7.
另外一个我们要考虑的条件呢，就是约翰福音十五章的七节里面讲到。
John 15 and verse 7. This is the upper room discourse.
这个呢是主耶稣在这个马可楼上的一个长篇的讲道。
Here he is preparing his disciples for his departure.
这个时候呢主耶稣已经在预备门徒了，因为他要走了，他要离开他们了。
He's preparing them for the next many centuries of his absence in heaven while the church is being built.
他们主耶稣在预备他们什么呢，就是随后的无数个世纪啊，很多世纪，就是主耶稣不在他们身边，在天上，但是他的门徒，也就是教会在地上。
And after Pentecost, these very men would go out into a world, a hostile world that will persecute them and hunt them down. Every one of them would lay down their lives with the exception of one, John, and he was in exile.
在五旬节以后呢，这十二个门徒啊，都要进到那个充满敌意啊，要把他们抓起来杀死的这样一个世界里面去。他们中间除了约翰啊，使徒约翰，其他人全部都为主献出了生命。
And he knew that they would need great resources in order to carry out the commission that he had given them.
主耶稣知道这些门徒啊需要极大的资源啊，能够去执行主耶稣托付给他们的大使命。
First of all, he tells them that even though he's going away, he's going to send another comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with them.
首先呢，主耶稣基督应许他们，就是虽然他自己会离开他们，但是他会派下另外一个训慰师啊，安慰者，就是圣灵和他们同在。
Second,He describes now the fact that they can go to the Father and have all their needs met by praying to the Father in the name of the Son.
那另外一点呢，他在这里面就告诉门徒啊，他们可以奉圣子耶稣基督的名到父那里去，把他们所需要的一切告诉父，他们就都可以得到满足。
But there is a condition here.
那这里面有一个条件。
Verse 7.
第七节。15章七节。
There is the conditional clause. If you abide in me.
那你看这是一个条件从句啊，就是你们若常在我里面。
And my words abide in you.
我的话也常在你们里面。
Now when he talks about the words abiding in him, it's linked to what we said earlier about searching the scriptures to know the will of God.
所以他这里面说我的话也常在你里面呢，跟刚才我说的就是我们要查考神的话呢是紧密相连的。
And so, there's the condition. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
所以你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面的话呢，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
And then again, in verse 16.
然后再看16节。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you.
不是我，你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
When he talks about bearing fruit, he talks about it means that they display the fruit of the Spirit. The very person of Christ is lived out in their lives.
这里面说的结果子啊，是指着圣灵的果子，就是他们能够活出啊，主耶稣基督在他们里面所展现的那种生命。
So, answered prayer is dependent upon the fact that we abide in Christ and we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个祷告的这个条件呢前提啊就是一个是我们在他里面另外一个就是我们要奉主的名祷告。
And we find that, of course, we've already looked at that, but verse 14 or chapter, yes, verse 13 of that same chapter, no, chapter 14 and verse, 13, sorry, chapter 14, verse 13.
我们再看约翰福音的14章的13节。
And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And so, that's why we are completely dependent upon God, the Father, for everything.
这就是为什么我们所有的事情都要全部的依赖天父。
When we are dependent upon God in prayer, we humble ourselves and we pray, then God gets the glory because he then works. And we don't get the glory.
因为如果我们是谦卑的，我们在祷告里面是全部倚靠神的话呢，那这样的结果就是神得到荣耀，因为都是他在做工。
The Father will be glorified in the Son as he answers our prayers.
所以当神回应我们的祷告的时候呢，神就在他的圣子里面得到了荣耀。
And so,our time is gone this evening. There's other things we could pray or we could talk about prayer. For example, the subjects of prayer. What should we pray for? Well, there's as many subjects of prayer as there are people to pray.
所以关于我们今天晚上的时间到了，那关于祷告呢还有很多的可讲的，比如说我们祷告的就是为什么来祷告。
We need prayer every day.
我们每天都需要祷告。
in order that we might be able to glorify our Father who is in heaven.
那目的呢，就是让我们能够荣耀我们在天上的父。
And the wonderful thing about praying in the will of God is that we can see God working, and then when we see the answers to prayer, we can give him thanks and praise for that.
所以我们祷告的一个原因呢，就是当我们祷告以后呢，我们可以看神是怎么成就的，怎么回应这个祷告的。那我们看到了呢，我们就向他感恩，就把荣耀都归给他。
Sometimes prayers are not answered for years.
有的时候呢，一个祷告要很多年都得不着回应。
But we are dealing with eternal things, and so we must trust that God's plan is going to be fulfilled. And if we pray in his will, we will be part of that plan.
但是我们所 祷告的事都是关乎永恒的事，所以我们要相信神的计划一定能够成就。我们在祷告中呢，其实就成为了就加入他这个计划的，成为这其中的一部分了。
Thank you very much. I'm going to turn the meeting back over to our brother Harold, and he will then just commend us to the Lord with a word of prayer.
谢谢大家。我们现在把时间再交回 Harold， 请他为我们把我们交在主的手里，为我们做结束的祷告。
Amen. Well, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that we can pray.
主，我们想感谢你，因为我们可以祷告。
And you have welcomed us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and then grace to help in time of need.
是你邀请我们要坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前，为的是蒙恩惠得连续，做随时的帮助。
And Lord, that is an absolutely overwhelming promise.
这是真的让我们非常惊叹的应许。
We find it hard to understand that our God sits on a throne of grace.
我们很难理解我们的神是坐在那恩典的宝座上，施恩宝座上。
Everything about him is gracious, condescending to his poor, weak, feeble, and often wandering people.
那关于他所做的一切呢，都是把他的恩典呢赐给那些软弱的、无力的，甚至是远离他、走丢了的人。
And so, Lord, for the privilege of prayer today, we give thanks.
主啊，所以我们今天为我们有这样祷告的荣幸，感谢你。
For the facts of the answers to prayer that we have seen in the past, we give thanks.
我们也为我们过去所看到的得着回应的祷告而感谢。
And for the confidence that you give us that we will see far more answers to prayer in the future, we give thanks.
而且为你给我们这样的信心，让我们相信你将来会回应我们更多的祷告，我们也为此感恩。
And so, Lord, we would pray with the disciples the very simple words, Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，我们要像当年那些您的门徒一样做这样的祈求的祷告。主啊，求你教我们如何祷告。
So, Lord, we do give thanks. We acknowledge you're a wonderful God. We praise you for all you've done for us. Accept our thanks.And cause us to keep on praying.
主，我们感谢您是如此美好的神，感谢您让我们能够祷告，也帮助我们持续的祷告。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His glory.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名，也是为了他的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, again.
Amen.